From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, we'll be talking about the one class that prevents many people from entering the medical profession. Many people want to be a nurse, sonographer, physical therapist, dental hygienist, or a myriad of other medical professions because the pay is good and there are jobs out there. But in order to do that, you must pass anatomy and physiology and do well in it. My guest today will be talking about how you can do just that. This podcast is for you if you truly want to pursue a career in the medical profession and want to prepare yourself to do well in this class, anatomy and physiology. My special guest is Dr. Kathy Durham, professor of biology and anatomy and physiology instructor at Lorain County Community College on the west side of Cleveland, Ohio. Kathy is a highly sought after and respected faculty member. In 2016, she was the recipient of the Faculty Excellence Award. She has taught at the college for nearly 20 years and loves teaching students and helping them succeed at the college. Welcome to the program, Dr. Kathy Durham.
Thank you, Janet.
Tell me something about you that most people don't know.
I have never told anyone this, so you're the first person that's going to hear this. I went and registered at Firelands BGSU because I live in Sandusky. And I walked in and I said, I want to take some classes. And they made me go take these tests. And I had to do remedial classes in almost every subject. And I was like devastated. And I turned around and I walked out and I said, I'm not doing it. I can't do it. This is too embarrassing. And then I got home and I said to myself, you know what? It doesn't mean that I'm not smart. It means that I'm not well educated. And there's a huge difference between those two things. So I took a big swallow of that pride and I walked back in the next day and I said, sign me up. And that was the beginning of my taking classes as an adult learner. And I went through math all the way up to Calc 2. And I started taking all these biology and science classes, and I loved it. And I just got so hooked on biology, I decided I'm going to stay in this field. I need a change anyways. And so then I eventually transferred to Bowling Green, and I got my PhD. And I thought, you know, I can help other students who are just like me.
Why do you think so many people have difficulty passing this class?
I think a lot of our students come in underprepared. And what I mean by that is if you take anatomy and physiology at a four-year university, they have to have majors biology, majors chemistry before they take it. They take it in their third year, so it's a 300-level class. At our college, we cannot enforce that they take biology or chemistry before they take this course. So a lot of students come in underprepared for the amount of material, amount of information, and all the connections they have to make as they're going through the class. Second thing is, I think that our student population, they struggle with working children, taking care of maybe parents or grandparents. And so time management is a huge thing.
You've been teaching this course for many, many years across the board, not just in your class, but throughout the division. How many people pass this class with a C or better the first time they try it?
Well, for anatomy and physiology one, I would have to guesstimate that the success rate is about 40% across the board.
Wow.
For anatomy two, it is much higher, but of course, once they get through anatomy and physiology one, they know how to study and prepare for anatomy and physiology two. So the success rate is probably 80 to 90% in A&P two, but in anatomy and physiology one, that's where we really have to target students. And if they succeed in both classes first time through, it's statistically, they're probably almost insured that they will do well in whatever program they choose down the road.
Mm-hmm. So this is really what they call, what is it, a gateway class into professions. So how do you think that students can best prepare themselves for taking your course?
Well, first and foremost, they have to be realistic about how many classes they're going to take. If they have children, if they work, all these things combined is going to require a lot of their time. So I would recommend they only take that class, nothing else with it. If they can't do that because of financial aid or whatever, then they should do what I did when I went back to school, and that is sit down and make out a weekly calendar and make it out hourly for each day and block out the time slots that you're in class or that you're busy with your children, feeding them breakfast or dinner or whatever, and see what time spots are left over and designate them for study time.
Tell me about a student who surprised you.
Well, I've had many, many, many success stories. And I remember one student in particular, and she came into Anatomy and Physiology One. And I am not being critical of this student, but she really did not have the skill set to do a good job in this class. So I pulled her aside after the first exam, which she failed miserably. And I sat down with her, and the poor little thing, she was in tears. And we had a heart-to-heart talk. It genuinely came from my heart. And I said to her, here's what you need to do. You need to go and take some classes to get your writing improved, to get your skill sets improved. And then you need to put this class on the back burner for a while and come back to me when you feel that you're better prepared for it. And I said, I will welcome you back with open arms. And so that is exactly what she did. Only I never heard back from her. So she was out for two semesters doing other courses and things, not out of the college, but away from me. And the next thing I know, I get an email from her. I'm signed up for your class. I'm prepared this time. I'm going to do a good job. So I emailed her right away and I was so happy. And I said, you and I are going to meet every week and we're going to meet together. Whether it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 2 hours, we're going to meet every week. And she never missed a meeting with me. And this little girl was so successful the second time she came back into my class, but she took the time to realize her potential by going back and getting herself better prepared.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what she's doing now?
Oh, yes, all the time. Oh, yes, she's a nurse.
Is she?
She's a nurse.
She made it all the way through.
Yeah. She made it all the way through.
So we talked a little bit about time management, how that's important, right? We talked about just being prepared to be ready to take this class. Is there anything else that you can think of?
Yep. The other thing that students need to realize is that if they're struggling, they have to come and let me know so that I can help them. And I find so often students come to me in the 11th hour and they're like, what can you do to help me? And then it's too late. They have to come early and say to me, I'm struggling. I'm, you know, I don't know what to do. And I can help them.
You really enjoy getting to know these students.
Oh, yes. They're my what they say in French, because I'm from Quebec, raison d'être, you know, they're the reason I'm there.
Kathy Durham, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. If you'd like more information on getting started in a medical career or are interested in taking anatomy and physiology through LCCC, please go to lorainecc.edu and make an appointment to see an advisor today. If you have questions or are unsure about your career direction and want more help in pursuing your career goals, you can reach me at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach an online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning. I'd love to see you in it. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on radiowannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.